Hello and welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. If you like the idea of sustainable weight loss that's both healthy and budget-friendly, our Nutrition for Weight Loss Foundations program is here to help you reach your health goals. With 90% of our participants experiencing weight loss, our program proves that effective long-term weight management doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. We skip the costly prepackaged meals and pills and focus on real food nutrition that's easy to incorporate into your daily routine, helping you feel energized, reducing joint pain, enhancing mental clarity, and of course, losing weight, all without straining your budget or risking your health. Whether you join us online or in person, our flexible classes are designed with your lifestyle in mind. Ready to be part of the success? Classes start the week of May 14th and spots are filling up fast. Reserve yours today at weightandwellness.com/N4WL to feel your best this summer and beyond. Thanks for tuning in to Dishing Up Nutrition and enjoy the show.
It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. And I thank you for listening today. And for telling your family and friends about Dishing Up Nutrition. You know, I am so amazed at how many listeners we have and how far away they live. This week, I had an email from Jamie in Australia thanking Cassie and Leah for the great show on asthma. And it was a great show.
It was a fantastic show.
Yes, and they're going to finish up that topic on a future show coming up. Jamie has been associated with the Asthma Foundation of New South Wales, Australia, since her brother died of an asthma attack in 1986 at the age of 22. And we really do appreciate the emails to let us know who's listening. And interesting, I thought this was fantastic. These both came on the same day. I also received an email from a soldier currently deployed to Afghanistan asking what he should eat to avoid this extreme fatigue he was having, and he was also experiencing a lot of weight loss. So we're going to certainly answer both of these emails, and we really appreciate the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of so many people. I'm really proud to be influencing the nutritional habits of so many people today. Emails from listeners like these make me realize why we all work so hard to make Dishing Up Nutrition a quality show with information that really makes a difference in people's lives. And today we have a great show planned. The topic is one that is affecting over one-third of the population, obesity. Today we are recognizing and addressing obesity as a chronic disease, which is interesting. So let's welcome Wendy Cates Dancer as our co-host. Wendy is a registered nurse, a nutrition educator, and a counselor, and has lost over 55 pounds. Now, the nice thing is about this is you're beating the odds, Wendy, because you have maintained this weight loss for over 8 years. So Wendy has a lot of wisdom and understanding about obesity as a chronic disease and how to deal with this chronic condition, don't you?
Yes, I do. I have a lot of understanding, very personal. And I have to say, addressing any weight problem, especially obesity, is much more complex than counting points, because I did that many times.
It is much more complex. Yes.
And we also know and believe that someone with obesity does not lack willpower.
No.
They are not weak-willed, as they have been told in the past. And I remember, Dar, 8 years ago, almost nine now, years ago, when I came in to see you, and you sat down with me, and I had taken the Jumpstart Your Metabolism class like 3 months earlier.
Which you're going to teach today.
Which I'm going to teach today. It's my favorite class. We'll talk about that later. But you said to me that it's not your fault And you looked at me and said, this is really hard for you, isn't it? I mean, it was the first time that anybody acknowledged my struggle, you know, that started when I became a sugar addict at the age of 6,
mm-hmm.
you know? Mm-hmm. And you said to me, it's not your fault. And you're really swimming upstream here. This is really hard for you. And you just saying that to me just made all the difference in the world for me. And so now every time I sit down with people, every time I teach a class, that's the first words out of my mouth. Look, it's not your fault. We're going to look at the imbalance in your body. We're going to look at the biochemistry of why this is happening.
If I could just remember all the things that I've said.
That's right. So I want everybody out there to know if you have an obesity issue or are overweight, it's not your fault. You're not weak-willed. You don't lack willpower, like you've been told. I have found to lose weight and maintain that weight for years or even for life takes a lot of nutritional knowledge.
It does.
I took the weight and wellness class six or eight times. Again, I lost count. But it was that important to me to, you know, to find my imbalances and to understand them.
Well, I think that's a good point, Wendy, because it's more than just hearing the research or hearing the words. It's really understanding how that part affects each person. And that's why sometimes people have to take our classes over and over because they hear it differently and then they start to identify with that fact and that makes a difference with how they are able to change their eating habits.
Exactly. Or you can see and hear and then all of a sudden a light bulb goes off.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's just like, and you know, Dar, I've been teaching these classes for, 8 years.
Right.
And I look at the, you know, for years, and I'm a nurse. I mean, I understand the human body. But I look at the slide and go, oh my gosh. I mean, something else comes. There's so much information. Something else jumps off the slide.
Exactly.
You know, and I used to say, this is just like reading the Bible. You know, you don't see this. And then all of a sudden, when you need it or when it speaks to you, it jumps off the page. And that's how rich our classes are. I mean, that's how, what wonderful information there is. I mean, I don't see why anybody wouldn't want to take them and over again. But it's so wonderful to have the knowledge and the support and also know, not that is a magic bullet, just knowing why.
No.
Because we have to put all those things in place,
we do.
Don't we?
Right.
Which is why it was so wonderful for me to have a consultation. Mm-hmm. You know, I took the Jumpstart Your Metabolism class. I stopped drinking Diet Pop, which really helped. But then it wasn't until I came in to see you and we put all the pieces together that I was really able to move way beyond that and get rid of my cravings and my heartburn and actually get some energy so I can stay on the program. All right. So on a daily basis to maintain my weight loss, I apply this knowledge to how I think about food, which then determines what foods I eat, what foods I choose. Counting points simply is not a permanent solution. Neither is 5 shakes a day or replacing meals with cereal.
I just thought it was 5 shakes a day. Oh, my gosh. So, you know, if it was as simple as having 5 shakes a day, there wouldn't be 67% of the population would not be overweight. Wait, you know, obesity is really a chronic disease and people really need ongoing treatment as they do for any other kind of chronic disease. And I think when everyone starts to believe this and accept and understand that obesity is really a chronic disease, then maybe people will start to realize that these quick fix diets are not the answer.
Yeah, not only are they not the answer, they really harm our bodies. I mean, I did that for years.
Yes, and we're seeing more and more of that coming out in the research now, actually, that the quick fix changes your metabolism.
Exactly.
It changes how your body functions.
Yeah, how your muscle cells communicate.
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of scary. Mm-hmm. And we haven't even talked about what that does to your brain. I mean, do you know what I mean?
That's
it's
right.
Like, oh. So what is the definition of chronic illness? One that lasts 3 months or longer. Guess what? Many people's chronic disease has lasted more than 25 years, a lot longer than 3 months. Most people don't view or treat their weight problem as a chronic condition.
No, they don't. They just, you know, they look at it, you know, as just, they follow something, well, I'm going to lose 10 pounds or I'm going to lose 30 pounds.
And they into my dress.
Yeah.
You know, that's how they look at their weight. It's just kind of an annoyance because I want to look good in the mirror. I want to fit into that size 10 or
right.
8.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So,
go ahead.
Rather than look at the cosmetic issue that could be fixed with enough willpower and one-size-fits-all diet,
mm-hmm.
that makes me think of Weight Watchers.
Yes.
And I think that has been a typical fix for many.
Mm-hmm.
That approach only makes the problem worse. They lose and then they gain more weight.
Yes.
Than they actually lost in the first place. And each time they rejoin, they weigh more and more.
You know,
and it's time to take a break. Oh. I hate to cut you off, but
okay.
I'm getting the signal here.
Okay.
So I want everybody to know you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. And do you know that in the state of Georgia, there's a big TV campaign playing to combat childhood obesity? This controversial public health announcement was created and paid for by the Children's Health Care of Atlanta's Strong for Life. Why? Because 40% of children in Georgia.
Wow.
Yes, 40%. You heard that right. 40% of children in Georgia are considered obese. And an estimated 1 million children in Georgia are now overweight. That represents a lot of children. These children who will soon be adults with chronic illness. It is time to find a solution and to stop blaming the victim and teach some correct nutrition.
Yes.
We'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition. Questions for us today, 651-641-1071.
If you're like me, you try to eat right, but the definition of healthy eating seems like a moving target. Should I eat low carb or low fat? Do eggs and butter raise my cholesterol? Is coffee good after all? Don't rely on sound bites and infomercials for something as important as your health. You deserve recommendations based on biochemistry. Nutritional Weight and Wellness is offering MyTalk 107.1 listeners a complimentary e-newsletter that is chock full of nutrition information and tips. The Weight and Wellness Way newsletter provides sound information and practical strategies from a nutritionist's perspective. Learn a natural approach to healthy eating based on real whole foods you buy at the grocery store. All this, and best of all, it's free. To subscribe to the complimentary Weight and Wellness Way e-newsletter, go to weightandwellness.com and enter your email address. Then watch your inbox every month for nutrition news and special offers that will help you look and feel your best. For information on other services at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, call 651-699-3438.
Well, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. You know, next week we will be teaching several Jumpstart Your Metabolism classes. Monday night, January 9th in St. Paul and in Wayzata, both on January 9th. Wednesday night, January 11th in North Oaks. And this two-hour class is only $25, so it's great information. It's a good place to get started on your weight loss path. So,
I can definitely attest to that. That's where I started nine years ago. And I also want to mention, Dar, that I know that we're doing this next week, too. Mm-hmm. But I'm actually doing this right after the radio show.
And where are you doing that?
At 10:30 in North Oaks. We still have a few spots left. So if anybody wants to join me, I'd love to see you. Just call our office at 651-699-3438 and register for that class.
Okay.
We're going to have a lot of fun, too.
Oh, it's when you're teaching. That's no, you know, we know that. So before we went on break, we were starting to talking about quick fixes. We were talking about points and all those things.
Well, yeah. And we were talking about drinking 5 shakes a day,
yeah,
or doing drastic diets or counting points. And, you know, I really believe what we want our listeners to wrap their head around today is that obesity, even being 30 pounds, 20 pounds overweight, really is a chronic health condition.
Yes. So an interesting article that I was reading that got forwarded by my son, Corey, because he was digging around, found some things. So here, it was a recent interview. This article is talking about a recent interview by the new CEO of Weight Watchers, and his name is David Kirchhoff. And he was looking at their program, and he said, it showed a picture of him, and he's lost 35 pounds.
Oh, good.
And he said, I couldn't understand how they could have a system, which means the Weight Watchers system, that an apple and a cookie are the same points.
What would you choose?
You know, one full of nutrients and the other overflowing with sugar. So maybe the point system has some flaws.
Maybe it does. And I think this is kind of cute because at the office the other day, somebody mentioned Weight Watchers, and they said, oh, yeah, it works really great.
Mm-hmm.
All 6 times that I did it, right? For
right.
me, it was like 9 or 11. I lost count. You know, again, like we talked about before break, you go, you count points, you lose weight, and then you put it right back on again.
But you don't gain that understanding that changes your thoughts about food.
You don't gain the understanding of the difference between a cookie. You know, for me,
yes,
that was disaster.
Yes.
With my sugar addiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I should never ever choose a cookie. I always need the apple.
You know, back in the early 70s, 14% of the adult population was considered obese. Now, today, 34%. So let's kind of take a look at what's happened to our nutrition during these last 40 years and look at some possible problems, and maybe we could look at some possible solutions.
Mm-hmm.
What has happened, really?
What has happened, really? The solution for me and what I teach others is to shift, please shift from processed carbohydrates to vegetable carbohydrates. I eat vegetables all the time. Plus, I cook them in butter or olive oil. I never forget, Dar, maybe you forgot you said this too, but it's like the reason people don't eat vegetables is because they don't taste good without butter on
them.
That's
right. I do remember that one. You know, some other bad nutrition advice that has led to an increase in obesity was to convince people to eat low-fat or fat-free. And, you know, when people eat low-fat, fat-free, they're hungry all the time. So they just eat more processed carbohydrates.
And then they become more hungry,
yes,
as they put themselves on the blood sugar roller coaster, right?
Yes.
Even researcher Dr. Frank Hugh from the Harvard School of Public Health said that when people reduce fat, they overconsume carbohydrates and sugar. He views this shift to low fat and high carbohydrate eating as perhaps being the biggest health problem in America today. And
wow,
we would agree, wouldn't we, Dar?
We would. And that's a huge statement by Dr. Hugh. I mean, this
isn't
is,
it?
It's amazing. Yes. I think more researchers are catching on. So honestly, if you're struggling with 30, 40, 50, 60 or more pounds, you know, I would recommend looking at the number of carbohydrates you're eating. You know, most people average 250 to 300 grams of carbs per day. At Weight and Wellness, we recommend cutting that in half or less. You know, maybe 100 and 125. And our friend, Dr. Walter Willett, we always talk about Walter.
We do, don't we? Walter.
He is the chairman of the nutrition the Department of Nutrition. I'll get there. At Harvard School of Public Health. And he said, if Americans eliminated sugary beverages, pop and juice, potatoes, white bread, pasta, white rice, and sugary snacks, we would wipe out almost all the problems we have with weight and diabetes and other metabolic diseases. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
So all we have to do is give up pop, potatoes, like white potatoes.
White
bread, pasta, rice, white rice, and, you know, sugary snacks. Well, that takes it a lot.
It does, doesn't it?
That's the cookies and the muffins and the candy bars and the...
Well, you know, and Dar, it's even the cereal, you know, just like we tell show people in our class, look, this is how much sugar this cereal turns into in your bloodstream in your body.
And they're shocked.
They're shocked. They're amazed. So, and also researchers point out obesity increases an increase 20% when people started to follow. Guess what I'm going to say?
The USDA
pyramid. People started eating more and more refined carbohydrates.
Because that's what they were
grains,
told.
They were told.
Total is going to help them.
Right. I have learned over the past 8 years that I am very carbohydrate sensitive. If I eat pasta, bread, bagels, pizza, muffin, or cookies, I simply can't stop eating them. This is a common problem for most people with this chronic disease called obesity.
So it isn't uncommon not to be able to stop, is it, with these things?
Not at all.
It is a very...
And again, as I learned from you, Dar, it wasn't a lack of willpower.
Oh, no.
It wasn't a lack of self-discipline. It was actually the reason you do that is a biochemical reaction in your body. Your blood sugar drops and you have a craving.
Yes. Well, you know, you think about when they say weak will, do you think how many people... I mean, just think of the willpower it takes to live on a 500 or 600 or 700 calorie diet day after day after day. That's a lot of willpower. You know, almost every client I've consulted individually or, you know, they are eating these processed carbohydrates, they just can't stop eating them. I mean, it isn't uncommon. You know, even... Wendy, I don't know if you ever heard this one from your mother, but even my mother knew over 50 years ago that if you ate bread and white potatoes and pasta, it would turn into body fat. I mean, she, you know, and I think people back in the 40s kind of knew this. So it really is no real surprise that when people started following the food pyramid, that it put the pounds on everyone.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Well, it's already time for another break.
Oh, my gosh.
You are listening. Doesn't that go fast? You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. If you've decided to lose weight this year, if that's one of your resolutions, let me introduce you to a great new plan called Nutrition for Weight Loss. Not a fancy name, but the name does describe our plan. This nutrition plan will help boost your metabolism and conquer your cravings, which is the most important thing. This plan includes both classes and individual counseling, the best of both of our services. We have classes starting in St. Paul, in North Oaks, Wayzata, Andover, Chanhassen, and Lakeville, the week of January 16th. 12 one-hour classes and 2 hours of nutritional counseling with a licensed dietitian or nutritionist. Total cost, $399. That's a lot cheaper than a lot of those programs out there.
Some that are
$4,000, $6,000. Yeah. Sign up, and we'd love for you to come and join us. Our phone number at the office is 651-699-3438. We'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
Well, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I want to invite you to listen to Dishing Up Nutrition next week to learn about the new science of weight loss. You know, we have a special guest, Nell Calls. In fact, you probably just heard
her
voice.
Very special guest.
She's lost 90 pounds, and she's going to share her success story. So I think Nell really understands so clearly the conquering of this chronic disease, obesity. And it takes a lot more than just counting points. It takes a lot of knowledge and support and just ongoing. It's ongoing treatment. So she's always fun to listen to.
She is, isn't she? And she's so passionate and generous with the, you know, I see her in our weight loss classes all the time telling her story.
Sorry, yes.
And it's not, it was not at all a quick fix for her, was
it? Oh, no, no, no. And it isn't a quick fix on a daily basis for her. That's it, right. Takes that knowledge and its support and reminder. And so if you have questions for us today, call us at 651-641-1071. And Wendy, before we went on break, we were talking about some of the possible reasons that people have gained weight over the last 40 years.
You
know, it's gone from 14% up to 34%, and we talked about the food pyramid. And so let's continue that discussion and talk about some of the other things that have caused us as a population to gain weight.
That's right. We talked about the food pyramid, which was very, very heavy on the grains and processed carbs, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
We talked about the fact that eating a low-carb diet has you reaching for, again, more processed carbohydrates.
High-carb. You just said low-carb.
Oh, I did.
You meant to say low-fat.
I meant to say low-fat
yes.
diet.
Yes.
leads you to eat more high-processed carbohydrates.
Yeah, I'm actually listening carefully to you.
So today, the average Americans eat 4 servings of fast food French fries weekly. This is a lot of trans fats and sugar from the potatoes.
And I think that's a new concept or thought for people. They know potatoes are starch, but they don't realize when they're taking in two French fries. That they're taking in 2 teaspoons of sugar.
Right.
Or no, 1 teaspoon. I'm not going to over.
We're going to get this right, Dar, okay?
2 like French fries, 1 teaspoon.
1 teaspoon of sugar.
But a ton of trans fats.
Right. Very, very damaging for our bodies, right?
So another question, you know, we've gotten rid of the food pyramid, but now we have the new plate. So is that any better? I don't think so. Because when you count up the carbs on that, it's 275 grams of carbs per day, which really means that you're eating about 68 teaspoons of sugar on a daily basis. You know, you can't lose weight or you can't even maintain your weight on 68 teaspoons of sugar. You can't maintain your health.
No, absolutely not.
And, you know, you would have to, if you're eating 68 teaspoons of sugar,
right?
You'd have to be like Kristen in our office that runs marathons all the time, only she'd have to run them every day.
Right. At least once a week, right, Dar? It's like,
exactly.
Oh my goodness, yeah. 68 teaspoons of sugar. It's again, this is one of the things that we teach and show people.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually what you're eating. And then light bulbs go off. And I don't believe anyone wants to be overweight.
Oh, I don't think so.
But for some reason, there seems to be a disconnect between the problem and the solution. Should we take a call?
Oh, sure. That's fine. Yep.
Lynn, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask about this and then maybe ask a follow-up question afterwards, depending on how the answer is. But what are the true differences as far as the diet's concerned with labels I see that say high fructose corn syrup, other ones say corn syrup, and then where does corn starch fit into all that in the diet?
Okay, the high fructose corn syrup and corn syrup is exactly the same thing.
Okay.
The corn syrup industry is, they know that people are on to that this isn't healthy, so they're changing that so that they can slide it in. Basically, I just read this week. So, Wendy, do you have more to add to that?
No, I don't. I mean, I absolutely agree with you. I don't think there's any difference between high fructose corn syrup and corn syrup. It is the same.
And then how you talked about corn starch.
Right.
What is it, the corn starch that you're talking about that is like a thickening that you use sometimes?
Something like that.
I think, you know, because you don't use that very often, and that should be fine. Sure.
So
and you just need to know that is, you know, processed and would be higher in carbs if you're using a lot of it. But again, are they putting that in, are you reading that in products, Lynn?
The corn syrups?
No, the corn starch.
No, I was curious about that because of, well, my doctor's concern I might have a gluten sensitivity.
Yes.
But
oh, got it.
Sure yet.
Yeah.
And so, because he wanted me to eat more of the potatoes and the rices and get away from the wheats. And he said any potatoes and any rice, but I'm kind of aware that, you know, the white potatoes and the white rice probably aren't as good for me as other things. But he said to go ahead and eat any of them.
Well, I think you have to decide what you're trying to accomplish. And,
right.
You know, maybe a half a cup of potato would be just fine, or a half a cup of rice. But if you start going over that, then you're getting too much sugar and processed carbs.
Right.
I mean, you're getting too many carbohydrates. They're not processed, but they're just too high in carbs for people these days.
With the high fructose corn syrup, and you've got teenagers who are just have grown up on Pop, whereas when I was a kid, it was a treat.
That's right.
Wean them away from all that, or you just have to say no. But then the more you say no, the more they want it.
Well, I depending on how old and are you in control of what is brought into the house, mm-hmm. or do they still have money and they're going to go and hit the vending machines and buy?
Well, the teenager who sometimes gets his own money, so I'm trying to educate him.
Well, I think you have to. You know, sometimes we're teaching a class for young adults, nutrition
right.
for young adults. And so sometimes sitting in a class with not mom teaching them, another person, look at it and say, oh, they look at the amount of sugar, like 17 teaspoons of sugar in Pop, and we show them that. And they say, oh, well, then I'm not going to be able to compete in my sports like I should be able to. And then they make those changes.
Oh.
So it's an intellectual understanding that changes behavior.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Well, thanks for your time.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks for your questions. Great questions. Dar, we have more callers.
Okay.
Cheryl, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi.
Hi. Did you have a question for us or a comment?
Yes. Yesterday I was studying the benefits of beans.
Mm-hmm.
I saw an article that said garbanzo beans are awesome. So I'm looking at different dips that you can make.
Sure.
It's said to add red peppers because something in red peppers helps you absorb the proteins in the beans. I was wondering if you know what that is.
You know, we don't. I don't know what the ingredient would be. It has to be a bioflavonoid, I would think. But, you know, from a health point of view, red peppers are great.
Yes.
And garbanzo beans are great. And so if you make a dip with some olive oil, yeah, you've got a great kind of dip for whatever, as long as you're not using crackers to, you know, if
lots of crackers.
You're dipping celery and carrots and then you
peppers
got something going. Good.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well,
good.
Yeah, great question. And thanks for looking at articles and recipes that provide nutrients for your body.
Yeah,
that's
trying
great
to make those changes.
Good.
Okay, Cheryl, keep working on it.
Thank you.
It's not it's not a quick fix, is it? It takes a lot of time and intention to do that.
No, it takes some studying
it does.
Learning what you like and what you can do.
That's
exactly
right. Okay, Cheryl, thank you, and good luck now.
Thank you.
Okay. And we have another caller.
Okay.
Julie, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Thanks, I really appreciate it. Hey, I'm wondering, my husband's family has quite a bit of celiac among a number of the members, and one of the comments I've heard them say is that celiac creates the need to eat a really unhealthy diet. And I know you guys talk about gluten-free quite a bit.
Yep.
So what are the things a person with celiac can eat and follow your principles?
Well, I mean, I think, first of all, they probably have been nutrient deficient for a number of years. And really high in nutrients is animal protein. It's amazing. So they need animal protein through the day, you know, 2 to 4 ounces several times a day. And the other thing that they really need to heal their intestinal tract is beneficial fat. So the olive oil, the avocados, you know, those kinds of things. Often I recommend not eating peanuts or peanut butter because there seems to be a connection that some people with gluten sensitivities are also sensitive to peanuts and peanut butter. So, and then, you know, the other for carbohydrates, you know, good vegetables. I mean, that's a lot of vegetables. And not going into the processed gluten-free products, because basically they just turn into sugar, most of them, because they're, you know, often they're rice-based and
potato starch,
yeah,
rice.
So we direct people more to
real
the lady, the caller before, garbanzo beans, black beans, you know, those kinds of carbohydrates are great. And then into, you know, like sweet potatoes, squash, those kinds of things.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Was that helpful? Or?
Yeah, that's very helpful, because I think what I'm hearing is a confirmation that the general eating patterns that you recommend are the same. You know, you need to avoid... Yeah, exactly.
And the key is to avoid the processed foods.
Okay.
Always.
Excellent.
Okay,
thank you
so
much.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
That's a great question.
It was a wonderful question. Thank you, Julie.
Thanks.
You are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. It's time for another break. At this time of year, we are always asked, what supplements should I take? My first answer is always omega-3 fish oil.
Yes, definitely.
And then I recommend adding bifidobacteria and glutamine for better digestion and protection from viruses and bacterial infections. And my fourth supplement that you must take, that everybody I think should be on, is magnesium. If you struggle with constipation, I would suggest mixed magnesium. And for sleep, I recommend magnesium glycinate. We'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
Well, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. Now, January is always a time to reflect and decide what you've learned last year and what do you need to learn this year. What good habits you established last year and what habits are holding you back? Take time to evaluate your energy, your pain level, your mood, and ask yourself, am I able to be positive and productive most days? You know, as I grow older each year, I appreciate more and more the benefits I've received from good nutrition. And I can't say that enough. You know, I want to share the power of nutrition with each person listening here. And so I really thank everyone that listens to us and shares our show with other people, because I know and I believe that good nutrition is truly the answer for everyone.
Especially those chronic conditions that the medical community seems to be not only frustrated with, but really unable to help most of us.
Right. Pills are not the answer.
They really aren't.
Putting in your mouth on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Hour and daily and weekly and every time we open our mouth.
That's right. Every time we open our mouth. Okay. So
we got some callers. We're going to take another caller. Here.
Okay. Everything is blinking over here. I didn't make sure I got the right line.
Okay.
Sherry?
Yes.
Good morning.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Good morning, ladies.
Did you have a comment for us or a question?
Well, I did. I was just, first of all, I want to say thanks so much for doing this show. I love that you guys do this.
Thank you.
So, you're welcome. I just wanted to comment to the lady that was asking about making a spread with chickpeas and peppers.
Yes.
I would say to enhance that even further, instead of using olive oil, if she would use a fat from a whole food like ground sesame seeds, which would, you know, you could buy as tahini.
Sure.
Or you could throw in a little avocado, and it would give that smoothness and fullness the oil would, but less processing, more nutrition.
You're good.
And if it's too thick, she could water it down with a little vegetable broth.
Yes, perfect.
Sherry, great. Thank you. Nutrition. That's great.
Good. Thank you for the call.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful? People are thinking, let's eat nutritionally.
Yeah. You know, Wendy, because we've been talking about obesity as a chronic disease, and we're talking about, why are the people not saying, we've got to look at this long term.
Right.
And I think maybe people have just gotten discouraged because, you know, every plan they've tried in the past has failed them.
That's right.
And I'm saying the plan has failed them. You know, I believe they blame themselves and not the plan.
That's right.
And we think they should.
That's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it is impossible to stick to a low calorie, low fat starvation plan. Who could? I couldn't.
No. You know, individuals and families need basic nutrition education to overcome this obesity issue. It's like the lady that called in with the kids that are drinking pop. You know,
right.
They need the education. So it makes so much sense But I see people are still resisting. So I think, why? Maybe it is, again, a fear of failure. Or maybe it's a fear of giving up sugar. Or perhaps it's a fear of spending money on a program. And then they think they're just going to fail again. There has to be some fear element in this.
Right. Well, and again, I think people just are sick and tired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree, Dar. There seems to be an element of fear because, again, we know no one wants to be overweight. And they certainly don't want to be feeding their kids to become overweight.
Oh, absolutely. So most people, if they have cancer as a chronic disease, they seek treatment.
That's correct.
You know, they're fearful, true, but they move forward and they seek treatment. Obesity is a chronic disease that needs treatment. Treatment is learning to follow the correct nutrition plan for their body. And I believe some of the so-called experts in nutrition have confused people with false or inaccurate information, which has resulted in dieting failures and creating more fear and resistance.
Over and over and over again.
Yes.
Absolutely. When you are looking for a program to address your personal weight problems, here are some questions to ask. Does the plan teach you to eat real food? That's number one.
Number one, yes.
Does the plan provide you with at least 100 grams of protein? And we know how important that is.
And
we would say we want that protein to come from animal protein.
Yes.
Does the plan teach you which fats to eat
and
which ones to avoid?
Yes. And does the plan teach you why diet soda slows metabolism?
Hello.
Yes. And does the plan recommend and teach you to choose vegetable carbohydrates over grains and such as breads, pasta, and cereals?
Uh-huh. Is the plan based on shakes and bars, processed, fake foods?
Not so good then, is it?
No. Is the program owned, ooh, there's a good one, by a food company with the bottom line of selling food?
So, and then, is it based on current research? You know, I think that's important. You got to stay with the things that are coming out.
Right. And so, again, current research, listen to our show next week.
Yes.
For current research. Does the plan provide, and this is so important too, does it provide education or support? You don't, and I'm not talking support like being put on a scale and having someone roll their eyes because you haven't lost any weight. That's not support, is it,
Dar? That's called abuse.
That's called discouraging. That's what that's called. So does the plan provide education and support?
And here is an interesting one, I think, is does the program share the cost of the plan on the phone?
Right.
We do.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, if you can't call up and say, okay, what is it going to cost me? And they're going to say, well, no, you have to come in and we can't tell you on the phone. And then you have to be, okay, I don't think that this is going to be something that's going to, help me deal with my chronic disease of obesity.
Well, and here's one, too, that, you know, that I've heard, you know, just clicking into advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
And we have real nurses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yet I've talked to the people that have gone to those programs that have had real nurses. And, you know, as a nurse, mm-hmm. you know, I think that that's very awful that they do that.
Because they just have a white coat on.
Yeah. And they really haven't studied the basis of nutrition.
Yes.
You know, they haven't.
So, you know, be careful in choosing a weight loss plan.
Please be careful.
You know, we believe the best plan and the best solution to your weight problems is to have a really sound program. I have to tell you, we have the best nutritionists, the dietitians, nurses, nutrition educators, providing really well-researched information. And they provide the support because everybody's been to that level where they need to eat better and to change their life. And, you know, It's so interesting. There's no one in the back room drinking Diet Pop.
No.
At our staff. And everyone is cooking and making their own lunches. I mean, it's just such a different...
Right, and a different atmosphere. And when I actually said to one of my clients who I was sitting down with this week, you know, it's like, this is why I work here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for myself, to keep me on the program day after day after day, and to see the difference that it makes in people's lives. It's tremendous. So, and one of our colleagues, Dar, came back from Christmas going, I've got to get back here. This is where I get my support. My family is crazy because they don't have any nutrients in their brain. So what do we want to say today to those people that might be afraid to pick up the phone and call us or, you know, come to one of our classes because they don't want to fail one more time?
Well, you know, that's why we offer our Jumpstart Your Metabolism classes all over the Twin City area, because if they're kind of have some fear, first of all, it's not going to cost very much, 2 hours of their time.
Right.
And only $25, and they're going to really hear and see what we believe. And that's a very beginning.
And very sound information.
Yes.
I mean, Dar, you read research all the time.
Yes.
And we also look at people that, you know, are very successful in the industry, which we are, you
mm-hmm.
know. So come and join us. Our program is different.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Wendy, thank you.
It's been great, Dar. And, everybody, please listen next week as we continue our conversation about weight loss and the science behind it.
Have a great
Thank
day.
You for listening.
The content and opinions expressed are those of the hosts or presenters. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Statements made with respect to products have not been evaluated by the FDA.